Welcome to the Analog Assault Podcast, episode 115. This week we're talking about Mando, Cyberpunk, and we're looking forward to games in 2021, so let's go!
You're listening to Analog Assault, a video game podcast by Mulehorn Gaming.
Welcome everyone to the first episode of 2021 of the Analog Assault Podcast. We have our host tonight with us, Rad. We got Prime, we got Crow, and we got Nate John stepping in for Mr. Lupo to the rescue. But I am wearing his shirt right here, guys. Just in spirit.
Hey. Nice. He's here with shades.
He's here with
shades. I don't have a shirt.
Oh, hold on.
Crow just has him like in his
the Lupo merch is coming.
It's in the backpack. He's ready to go. Let's see it, Crow.
Is it the wearing right over my glasses?
Yeah.
There we go.
There it is. Nice.
There we go. I want some of those.
Yeah. Right on.
That's
well,
great.
Before we get into this week's episode, I just want to give a little bit of housekeeping for you guys that are listening to us or watching us here on Twitch or on YouTube. If you like the content, hit that smash button right here on Twitch or YouTube. We do appreciate you guys. And if you want to, you can watch us live every Thursday night on twitch.tv/Mulehorn Gaming. Thursday nights at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And if you want some Star Wars lore, check out our TikTok. We got lots of Star Wars stuff there. Lots of Star Wars stuff. So, guys, before we talk about Mando, Cyberpunk, and games, it's been like a year since I've seen you guys. Dad joke.
Yeah, bad.
What you been playing? What you been doing? What's going on?
Well, as you guys probably know, Cyberpunk 2077. And no, I have not finished it.
Neither have I.
I won.
I'm so close.
I know. There's so many side missions and so many things that pop up that are so fun to do that I get lost in doing. And occasionally, you know, making money alternate ways.
And you don't want it to end.
What kind of alternate
and the photo
ways?
Endless.
Is there any Chrome fun involved in the alternate ways you're making money? Just wondering.
No. It's all legit legal-ish.
Sure.
You know, duplicating this. What happened?
No, under the business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the photo mode. The photo mode is so dang good. I will stop what I'm doing and like not complete the mission to get the perfect photo. It's pretty stinking cool. But yeah, I've completed Pan Am and Judy's arc. And I know I'm getting close with wrapping up with main story. So I'm like, I know I'm getting close. Pan Am.
Pan Am. She's so, I'll have a lot to say later.
She's so bae.
Yeah.
I am loving Expanse. I watched the recent episode today. And
I've not seen the most recent episode. I just checked before the cast. I was like, okay, was there a new episode? And like, okay, we can't talk about that one.
Yeah. This season is great. It is on par with before. This is great. And recently, due to some events that happened via social media and around Christmas, along with my son, I'm Pokemon card collecting. I don't know much about the game itself. I'm learning a little bit. But I was gifted an OG collection via friend of a friend on social media.
Yeah.
And was very surprised when I got the cards in that some of these cards were worth, you know, several hundred dollars and some worth several thousand dollars. And soon to be shipped off to get graded and might be worth a whole lot more than that. One of which is a OG Charizard German edition.
Very nice.
And
can I shout out?
Holy Grail of Grails.
Can we shout out the fellow?
Yes, Ryan
Slays Dragons. Yeah,
Ryan Slays Dragons.
Somebody that I know through social media and through Twitch. He's a really, really nice guy. So shout out to him. That was super nice of him. Nice.
He wanted to have his OG collection to have a home and someone to enjoy it. And my son was the lucky recipient.
Right. And dad.
And yeah, so that's been me. This week's been a little rough going back to work. And the kids, you know, grumpy because they're going back to school. But besides that, you know, we're back in the swing of things, cyberpunking, collecting and watching some stuff when I can.
Right on, man.
That's prime.
That's prime. And a bow.
That's prime.
Yeah.
That's
prime. Just a bow.
For me, mainly Destiny and Genshin. A little bit of PSO2 in there, a little bit sprinkling in there. But actually, I turned on my Xbox for the first time in like at least a month this weekend and jumped into ESO. One of our friends, Bossa, has been playing that. Him and his brother picked it up. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to jump in there, kind of show him, kind of help him out a little bit. Really enjoyed it. I kind of miss it. I really wish there was crossplay, or at least cross-save, because I want to start it on PC, but I just have way too many hours and stuff in that to like lose all that progression and everything and restart it.
Yeah.
It'd be really hard. Hopefully, they've had like inklings talked about it over the years, about doing something. They have the capability. Originally, the game came out for PC first, because their console was delayed, and then like when the console released, they allowed PC players to transfer, which I was at the time, mm-hmm. because everyone wanted, well, all my friends wanted to play on Xbox, so I transferred, and now I'm kind of regretting that just a little bit. Other than that, I've been watching The Expanse, loving it.
It is so good.
Actually watched the first episode with Rad on her stream. Yeah. Last week, was it last week?
Yeah, it was not this past Saturday.
But the previous Saturday.
I think it was the Saturday before New Year's. Yeah, after Christmas. Yeah.
Boy, just that, even that first episode, like, is so good. Like, it's I was expecting it hadn't picked up. Like, now, I didn't like the originally. Like, I stopped. I watched, like, the first two episodes and just stopped and then waited till, like, this last year to actually pick it up again. And, boy, I'm glad I picked it up again. Other than that, I started watching a new anime. Well, not new, but new to me anime called Gate this week.
Yeah.
Interesting. Kind of a weird, like, military one. Not my normal style, but really enjoying it.
Nice.
Good.
Right on.
Right on.
Oh. Cool. And raiding a lot.
Yeah. Disney
raiding.
Raid.
You would raid.
Raiding.
Would. Yeah. We've been trying to knock out all the raid triumphs. We've done like all of the same elements. This weekend we're gonna be doing all warlock all raid.
Class. That's gonna be good.
It's gonna be fun. Just a lot of Kamehameha.
Yep. All warlock. That's gonna be raid.
Interesting.
No, it's gonna be great.
We actually did a final checkpoint of that raid with all warlocks on accident last weekend. Yeah, we're just trying to help some people. Like,
that's get probably it. The hardest one to do.
Yeah.
On ARC, so we just like managed to do it. It was great.
Yep. Yeah.
Right on.
So I'll ride that wave, and I've been raiding a lot in Destiny 2. And that's pretty much it. When the first Iron Banner was around this season, I was playing another game called Cyberpunk, which I'll talk about in a second. So I missed it. So yesterday I literally on my day off like grinded out the Iron Banner quest, and then that was I got my two final penguins today and on Europa, and then I was like, okay, I'm done. But yeah, mostly raiding's been super fun. I got like a god roll heritage last weekend, two of them, so that was really enjoyable. It's a shotgun for people who don't know what the hell I'm talking
about.
And then so for a lot of December I played Cyberpunk, and while as a female V you cannot profess and complete the love cycle with Pan Am. Pan Am is just the single greatest female character in that game. Though Judy does have a great, and I'm not even just saying this from like a, you know, romance perspective. She has a phenomenal arc. Like her story is very, very well done. So it was great. Many of you may know I wrote the review on it, you know, for the website. So I boogied through it very fast. I finally finished a game. I did have a plan to finish Ghost of Tsushima at 12 o'clock midnight on January 1st, but it like fell, it didn't work, it fell apart. But I'm very close to finishing that. But I did finish Cyberpunk. It was like a big deal when I finished it. And we'll talk about it more in just a little bit. I've been playing Andromeda. I restarted that. I was trying to wait for EA Play because I'm stingy and I didn't want to have to pay for it, but it was $10 on Steam and it was the deluxe edition. So I was like, I'm just going to get it. You get
in all the extra DLC, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You get like a cool sweatshirt and game and it gives you the Mario DLC. No, but the, it's great. I've, you know, I was talking a lot about it in Discord, but I haven't played it in a few days cause now we're back to work. So I'm a little all over the place, but when I have a cushy government job. So I was very lucky to have two-day work weeks in a row. So I had like 10 days where I wasn't working and, I was just playing Andromeda, you know, it's just been great. The writing is so funny in that game. There's still some jankiness, even though on PC it looks beautiful. Like the, you know, they have dead eyes, all of them, but the writing is so funny, man. I love it. The Liara stuff that's in it, I cry every time. It's great. So been playing some Among Us has moved its way back into my rotation.
I noticed that's back in the rotation.
Yeah, my community is really, we've got some new people in my community, my personal community, and man, they are funny. And so they've really been enjoying Among Us. We were doing it every Tuesday and it's just, it's wild and fun and silly. No, so
you see this charming personality of Rad when she plays Among Us, this is not what you get. This is not at all what you get.
I'm
cold, hard B. She's not going to let you know if she's imposter or not. Ever. Yeah. You'll never know.
I'm also convinced that she might be part T-Rex because she can't see stuff that's not moving. And
oh my gosh.
Freeze.
Yeah. Small anecdote. Crow, who was not an imposter, and this other guy who was not an imposter. I was like, my partner got called out way early and I was like panicking, like I just need to get a kill, and I saw this one guy by himself. Hawk was just like camouflaged in the room and I was like, hey, I'll kill this guy and self-report and stand. And so I'm like, yeah, I just walked up into this room and kill and found this guy and blah blah. Crow's like, I was standing in the tree and saw you kill this guy. And I was just like, I don't even have a way to defend this. Yeah, you got me. No, okay. Yeah,
nice.
I started laughing. I'm like, Red.
Yeah,
I'm right here.
I was like, and so I was like, I did not see him, so I went back to watch my stream, and there he was, like,
that's hilarious.
First in the stream,
like a ninja.
Yeah, but yeah, Among Us is fun. Way when we first started playing it, we totally played it too much, like,
yeah. You know?
And then we didn't play it for a while, and now that we're just doing it once a week, it's been a blast. So, and I think that's what I've been doing. That's it.
Good to watch. It's good to watch.
Yeah, thank you, Thad. I appreciate that.
I'm a horrible liar, so I don't do well, but I love to watch it.
Yeah, when you have jerks like me, it's hard to jump in.
I live vicariously through you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yep, I got you. What you been doing, Nate?
Not a lot, actually. So Cyberpunk, did get that. Not finished. Mm-hmm. Finished the Pan Am stuff. Finished Helmet quests. Getting ready to do the Pacifica stuff right now, and done a little bit of the other stuff. The
Pacifica
quest.
Stuff is really good.
Yeah, it is.
I actually started it, but didn't have some skills that were like getting through that mall. Yeah. Like, all right, I'm done with this. I'm gonna go back.
Oh, the
back
mall. Out. Yeah, it's a pain. Yeah.
And I think there is a glitch with one of the gates where they can see you.
Yep.
You can shoot.
There's a few of those,
but they can't see. Like, you can't see the enemies, but they can still see you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had that happen a few times.
Yeah. Even if you're in where stealth mode doesn't mean anything at all.
No.
Yeah. So going back, doing little side things here and there with that.
Yeah.
But mostly playing that. I took a detour to play Call of the Sea. I need to finish that too, which is a puzzle game that's on Game Pass. And
yeah.
I know Underdog was talking about that the other day. That was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
As well as Sea of Solitude, which is on EA Play. That is it's an interesting one.
Right on.
Okay.
Really haven't been playing much other than that. Went through all of Rick and Morty, though.
So oh, nice.
Fun. I had not seen that yet. So
that's awesome.
Blew through that.
That's quite the run.
Yes. That's it was entertaining. And doing a lot of reading. So just got the new Star Wars book. Yes. But 2 days ago is when it came out.
I haven't
out.
Got it
so
yet.
Start...
Yeah.
Yeah, when you mentioned it in Discord the other day, I'm like, ooh, let me go see Amazon. All right, got it. Yeah.
Got it.
Nice.
So
that's dope.
Did that and finished up the most recent Brandon Sanderson book. Which is really good. If you've ever read the Stormlight Archive or heard of those or the Mistborns, it's definitely worth reading.
Right on.
Right on, man.
Mule. So, I mean, I've watched The Mandalorian probably like 1,000 times. Cried at least 5 times.
Nerd.
Per watch? 5 times per watch?
Probably about that. I mean, it's just
don't shame him for crying. I cry at Pan Am's face. Like, it's fine.
So good. I've been reading a lot of my Star Wars books. I got a huge Star Wars encyclopedia that has like all the characters, vehicles, planets, stuff like that. Also got a lightsaber book that has all the different lightsabers from like Jedi Knights and Sith and things like that. And so it's really, really cool. Been going through a lot of that. Games. I downloaded Star Wars Battlefront 2 on PC just to see how it was, because last time I did it very, very early on, there were so many cheaters in it. I was like, no, it's actually really good. It's really good on PC. It's
I knew you would eventually cave.
Oh, man. It's so smooth, and it looks so freaking good for being a game that came out in 2017. It looks amazing.
Like been that long?
Yeah. And jeez. I think you can get it free on the Epic Store like this coming week or something like that.
Yeah, sometime soon, yeah.
Next week, yeah, I think a week.
Or next week.
Next week.
I haven't ran into too many shenanigans. There's a few times where I'm like, this guy's either exceptionally good or that's a little hokey. I've been playing Apex. Been playing Apex with the dad who's in chat tonight. Been playing Apex with him. Of course, Doc Roundhouse.
Your only other friend that likes Crocs, that's probably why.
I'm just saying he's got good taste.
Said no one.
Yeah. I've watched a little bit of The Expanse. I've been playing Cyberpunk here and there. I'm like probably 3/4 of the way through the game. I have Judy and Pan Am almost completed. And like I noticed something. One of the NPCs in Pan Am's sounds like Judy's voice actor. I don't know if y'all noticed that.
It's not her. I think it's the woman who's Carol, I think is the character's name. She's like one of the tech people. She actually is the woman who, the Carol, who I think you're thinking of, her voice actress is Loba from Apex. But Judy's voice actress is somebody different. It's not the same lady.
It sounded really similar.
They both have like an Hispanic accent. I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
I was like, it's almost the same, but it's not. Like, I was like, that's kind of weird. But I've been playing. I'm probably like 3/4 of the way through Cyberpunk. So I will probably.
How many of those side missions are done, bro?
I've done quite a few. Actually done quite a few.
Okay. I want to see a picture of that map someday. I'm just saying.
I'm not doing a lot of the smaller stuff, like the go get this guy, go get that guy. Because like,
you get some good stuff from those, though.
Here's the thing, though. Like for me, like when those Legos. We'll go into it in a little bit. But I've been playing Cyberpunk. Gosh, what else have I been playing? I'm trying to think.
SWTOR?
Yes, a lot of SWTOR.
Like, SWTOR.
Hi, I'm Mule's agent.
Yes. I've been playing that a lot. And, you know, the other night was we had like 8 people in the chat playing together.
That was
cool. We had 2 different parties playing SWTOR. Robbie was streaming it, and I was streaming it, and Coffee was streaming on Facebook. And we were all just like, there's just so much fun stuff going on, and it was really, really fun. And I've got the mercenary, so he's like a double pistoled Mando, and it's just, it's great. It's good. That's pretty much all I've been doing. I haven't really watched too much. I started watching The Expanse. I'm about halfway through it with the episodes at least that are out. But I'm actually not feeling it too much, guys. Like there's some good parts, but I feel like the pacing is just too slow for me. Like there's parts in it where I'm like, man, can you just get to the freaking point of what you want to talk about?
I can understand that.
It is a little slower, but they have a lot of additional character building going on, too.
Yeah, I get that. But the pacing, to me, just feels off from the first 3 seasons or whatever it was.
Are they ending season 6? Did they announce that? Or is it just like, I know they got renewed for a season 6.
I don't know.
This is 5, right?
I
think this is 5.
5.
I think they got renewed for season 6. I'm just wondering, like, you know, I've watched so much television that sometimes when it's slow, it's because they know they have like more stuff to do. Yeah. So they're like, well, we're just going to build for right now.
Or they don't know if they're going to end.
Oh, right. Yeah. Or they don't know if they're going to end.
So they're in that lost season 3
It's spot. Right. Yeah. But I mean, it's not bad. It's good. It's good. It's just like, I just wish they could get it going a little bit quicker for me. But
yeah,
I can see that. No, it's not Mando, Mule. It's not Mando.
I can see that, Mule, but like Thaddeus said, there's a lot of different storylines they're going through, and they're trying to like keep you at pace with everything that's going on.
It's
like,
I think that's the problem. Big event
that happened. I can't say anything because Rad hasn't seen it this part.
It's become like Game of Thrones now. There's so many different things going on. It's
too many threads right now, and it's just.
Crow, you can say whatever you want, and that's I'm fine.
I mean, it's kind of big.
Whatever you like.
Yeah.
Okay, T.I.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just too many threads for me. It's good, but it's just too many threads.
Some of it picks up a lot in the last couple episodes. I haven't watched this week's, but the two before that, I think it.
I think I'm four episodes in. I'm not sure. I think I'm four. Yeah.
I think they just put out number five or six.
Yeah, five was today.
Yeah.
Five was
Tribes.
Okay.
All right. So y'all want to talk Cyberpunk or Mando first? What do you guys?
We're on TV Trek, so let's just go right into Mando.
Oh, Mando.
Okay. Mando.
I gotta
sorry, PNM. We'll talk about you soon.
I had a moment today.
Favorite of flavor.
Because I have a YouTube video that I'm gonna be working on this weekend about is Boba Fett a Mandalorian, and I had an epiphany today that I got so excited I ran from where my work desk was into my kitchen where my wife was working on her laptop and was like, I have to tell you this. And when I told her that, she was like, what? I am saving it. I think I've only DM'd Trax about it because I had to tell somebody. Because I think
you didn't DM the person who you're going to
say. I know. I was going to say you didn't DM your co-host.
I mean, we're not doing.
So let's talk about
this. We're not doing the Bindu podcast yet. That announcement, by the way, we're going to be doing that soon this year. But
you announced it already.
Yeah, but that's been out there for a while.
It's like,
are you sure you're showing on the podcast, Nate? Because the way it sounds, like he's just pushing you to the side.
But I'm excited.
I think we know who's the light and who's the dark now.
See, we're the Bindu.
Pretty much a gray area right now.
We're in the middle. We're in the middle. That's the Bindu.
Three Jedi.
No. We'll go over that. It's just like, man, it was just. Yeah, I had that epiphany, and I was like, I can't wait to do this video now and talk about it. And it's all speculation. But I think some of it might come true because, like in Star Wars, things tend to repeat itself in history. And so, I don't know. I'm going to save it for the YouTube video, though. But, Mando, that season
finale. Back to less speculation about what actually happened.
I cried, dude. I legit, was, standing up screaming. And by the way, guys, there's going to be spoilers. So if you haven't seen
it, it's been out for like 3 weeks.
Some people haven't seen it, though. So I'm just being. But
all right, Charlie.
When I saw Luke, man, I.
Luke's in it?
Lost it. I lost it.
When they said, oh, just a lone X-Wing, I was like, just a lone X-Wing.
I knew immediately. I was like,
Wait a second. I had the Spider-Man goosebumps come up.
Oh,
I was like, oh, I know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And then it happened. Like you said, Luke rolled out that cloak and saber, and I was like, it was just.
Dude.
It was just uphill from there.
Ah, yeah. I was so excited.
It was
so
freaking good.
I was watching it literally standing up. I couldn't sit down. I was just standing up, you know, with your hands on your knees like you're watching a sports game. I was just like, guys, that's Luke. That's Luke. That's Luke, man. And I saw the green. I was like, it's Luke.
I'm notorious. In my personal life, people know that I sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes I'm like, man, I just want to know. Let me go find the spoilers. Let me just read about it. I don't really care. Like, let me just get prepared. I had no intention of getting any spoilers for this episode. I was very excited for it. And I was like 3 weeks behind. And so I went on to Twitter. This happened to me for Rise of Skywalker too. I got spoiled for Rise of Skywalker by looking at something else. And so I got spoiled for this and I was like, oh, for Pete's sake. Okay, fine, whatever. But my husband didn't know. And so I was like, you haven't seen anything, right? I was like holding my phone. Like, you haven't seen anything, right? And he was like, no, but I have a phone. So why are you holding yours? I was like, I don't know. But so he hadn't seen anything. So we were watching it and I was doing one of the like to like watch his reaction. And he's not up. He's not as big into Star Wars as you guys, so he like wasn't crying or anything, but he was definitely like jazzed, you know. He was like, oh yeah, this is really cool. So I didn't really like know the scene. I just knew that he showed up, so it was like really great to watch the scene, you know. But I knew he was coming, like I knew who the X-Wing was immediately. You know, so. But it was so really cool. It was great. Some of the other stuff in the episode and the episodes before were great too. So
Cool. Like the dad said, he said, as a dad of two girls and a boy, the scene with the ladies kicking butt before that was amazing too. I 1,000% agree. Like Disney, Hollywood.
And much better than the Marvel version.
Yes.
Well, no, actually, I was going to say it was reminiscent of the scene from Endgame when all the chicks came together.
That felt forced.
But this was, there was more of it in this.
Felt way more natural.
That felt more paused. This was like, these people are amazing.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
Nate. Yeah.
I mean, it rivals the scene in The Boys from this past season.
Oh, okay. Ooh. I haven't watched that.
Yeah. I haven't seen it either.
Yeah, I mean, The Boys was... That's a whole other story.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that.
It's a little different level.
Yeah.
But I see what you're saying.
But that was intentionally forced.
Oh, I know.
But this scene felt fluid. You weren't questioning one bit if they were bad mofos because you knew they were. And, you know, because you got Bo-Katan. You got all of them there. Cara Dune. Yeah. They were just kicking butt, man. And it was awesome.
What's her face's name? The lady who plays Mulan. What's her character's name? I forgot.
What's her face?
Yeah, Mulan. The woman who does Mulan's voice acting. Not Bo-Katan. Not
Wen.
Yeah, what's her character's name?
Fennec, right?
Fennec, right. Chan. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What's her face? Like, that's an appropriate way to describe somebody.
That's a Lupo thing right there.
Also, I said the woman who voices Mulan. Come on.
Sorry. I didn't realize she voiced Mulan.
That was a big clue.
She does. She voices Mulan. That's another.
I knew her from Marvel.
Yeah. And she's on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I know her from Mulan. You might know her from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's fine.
Yeah. Finnick was awesome in that too. And God, man, it was just so good. And I don't even know how to like communicate my emotions, because for me, like, and I've always been a guy that has said that there's some really bright points in the sequels, and there's some really points that I'm kind of like, this is pretty meh. So I've kind of been more in the middle ground. I'm not in the camp that's like, I hate the sequels, and I'm the camp that's, I absolutely love the sequels. I'm kind of in the middle, like a Bindu.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. But
can we talk about Moff Fring's face whenever he realized what was happening?
Yes.
It was literally like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Because I mean, he knew who it was. He had to know.
That you called and he had never shown a single ounce of, you know, fear or anything the entire series since he'd been there. Now, all of a sudden, he is scared.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's going to be on the bill.
Yeah, exactly.
He knew too much. Failed. That's why he tried to do that. Like, he knew too much. Yeah.
He's how like, did what did he? I actually see. This is where I've only watched it once. What was his ending? Was he alive at the end?
Yeah, Kara's going to turn her into the Republic. Yeah.
Oh right. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting if he's in future seasons of this, or if he'll be in the Cara Dune series.
Yeah.
She's getting her own series.
The Rangers of the
Rangers
Republic.
Of the She's Republic. Yeah.
Okay.
But this season's definitely setting up other series.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
So, and this might be something you're going to talk about on the other podcast, but do you guys think that another season of Mandalorian is coming and it's just going to completely shift towards with the Darksaber, or, and then everything else is going to be something? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it has to. Yeah. They cannot just leave that.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, the question was more like, is it going to just be now focused on Mandalore, and then the other stuff is they're all, those are all going to be their own series, like with Ahsoka and Cara Dune. And
am I going to have to tell my Boba Fett theory here?
No, you don't have to.
No, we'll save it.
No, save it.
I'm like bursting at the seams.
Your co-host just said to save it.
I'm going to save it for the YouTube, but man, I have so many thoughts on that.
So disappointed in that too.
I know. I just want to. I don't want to talk about. You know, I, one of the things too is like, I felt like, yeah, I was telling, I think it was Rad. I was talking about this, about how Luke, like, for me as a kid that grew up on the farm, I literally did what Luke did in New Hope, where I stood out on the edge of our pasture on the farm and looked out at the horizon and saw the sunset and thought, man, is there more for this kid that's just on the farm, or am I going to be stuck here forever? Kind of like Luke felt. So he was always like a symbol of hope for me.
A side note, West Texas is hot enough where it feels like we have two suns.
Yeah, it pretty much does. It's like desert.
Touché.
And so getting to see him at his like BA moments that we've never get to see on film before. I mean, there was a really amazing moment in The Last Jedi when he did the whole force projection thing. But yeah, still, like getting to see him in his prime, just like you see prime. Mando almost like die from one of them. And he's just like, you know, and I saw
he probably had earbuds in just jamming out to music.
Yeah. You know,
there's
one thing Star Wars taught us is never meet a Skywalker in a hallway. You just don't. Yeah. Any other thoughts?
Part of me was a little disappointed it was Luke, as much as it was awesome.
I agree.
I was hoping for somebody new or Ezra.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I think with the Ahsoka announcement, they're going to save
it. It's going to be over there. Yeah, for sure.
But
yeah,
it would have been nice to see something different.
Yeah.
When my brother and I remember telling the funny anecdote about like my brother and I freaking out at the Thrawn name drop, and then my dad not knowing what's going on and my husband being like, please. My brother actually was like, it's going to be Luke who comes to get Yoda or Grogu. And I knew he wasn't Yoda, by the way. I was going to say Baby Yoda, and then I stopped. And then I was like, it's Grogu.
That's okay.
If Luke was here, you should have said Baby Yoda.
Yes, I would have, because it's my sole purpose in life, second to like being myself, is to bother Lupo. But, and I was like, that's never going to happen, Ted. Like, there's no way that Luke is going to be in this. And then, boop, there he was. My brother was like, you need to watch this immediately. And I was like, okay, relax. So, but I'm on the same, I'm with you, Nate. I wish it had been somebody different or new, maybe. But, I mean, it's great that it was Luke.
Could have been new, but yeah.
Yeah, I understand. But it was great. I mean, they almost flawlessly executed, for sure.
Yeah, pretty much killed it.
Yeah.
Now,
it'll be interesting if we ever follow Luke and Grogu.
I'm sure it'll. I'm sure. Would.
I hope so.
One thing I thought was really like, I don't know if it's intentional, but I've always seen it this way: is that they finally brought R2-D2 into it. Now he's in everything. He has been in every movie, and now he's been in the show, every show series as well.
He's
Yeah, he's in the very end scene.
That's what I meant. Is he in Solo?
Might not R2? Be in Solo. No, R2's
I guess
not in
he's
Solo. Not.
I guess Solo is the only thing that he's not in.
You know what, Crow? I'll give you credit because he is in everything else.
But he's literally in every movie other than that. And then in all the animated series, obviously shows up once. And he finally showed up this. I was like, as soon as I saw him, like, in my head, I'm like, yes, they finally put him in there. I don't know if they're actually doing something there, but it's just always been in my mind. Like, he's always been there.
I mean, if any of the characters are going to transcend the timeline, it's going to be a robot. So
yeah, him and 3PO.
Right.
And he never had his mind wiped, so he knows everything.
Right. Yeah. He's the actual Mega Sith, not Jar Jar. It's R2 for sure.
Yeah.
The only thing I was going to say was after I watched the episode, I saw very funny stuff on Twitter and on social media that was like, if we look at Grogu bullying a young Ben Solo, I'm going to be upset. And I was like, yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah. But, you know, well, that's what fan fiction's for.
Do you guys think R2 recognized Grogu with the way he responded? He was doing his little jump and he was excited.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because I mean, obviously he knew Anakin and all the other masters, you know.
Yeah.
Anakin. So, you know.
We'll see.
Yeah. Any other thoughts before we move on to Cyberpunk?
I'm, I'm interested. It's a weird topic, but as soon as I saw it, I immediately went to, I can't wait to see someone do the deep fake for this to fix Luke's face.
Oh, dude. There is like a deep
fake. Has someone already done it?
Of Sebastian Stan. I'm pasting the video in chat right now. It's incredible. Yeah. It's incredible. Just amazing.
I've seen this.
I really, really hope that they do give us a Luke Skywalker TV show, because they have been speculating. There's a lot of speculation. There's been a lot of people saying that there's a lot of rumors that there is going to be a Luke Skywalker TV show. Mm-hmm. And it may indeed have Sebastian Stan, or it may just be like a deep fake. So,
or animated.
Yeah.
Or animated, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be
all of them are good options, but I would love to see Sebastian do that, because.
Oh, for sure.
Naturally kills it.
Yeah.
Is he going to be? I mean, he's doing the other show.
Yeah, he's already got it.
He's doing Winter Soldier. But yeah, it would be cool. He looks like him. Yeah, we'll see.
And Mark Hamill has apparently already given his blessing on it. Like, he's like totally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, it would be nice to have animated with Mark Hamill voicing Luke.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Voice work.
So, and he would do that. Mark Hamill's going to like die in a sound booth, like at the age of 150. Like,
yeah. His last words would be the Joker laugh.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Joke's on you. Yeah.
Something like,
right?
Exactly.
All right. So let's move along, because we're going to just talk Mandalorian forever. Cyberpunk. Rad, you want to go first? Because I know you're excited.
I do. Well, what do you want me to talk about? What are we doing? I don't have a thing open.
Let's talk about Pan Am and how they perfectly line you up right behind her for some of these shots.
Yes. Pan Am looks different from mine. So I don't know what you exactly want to talk about with Pan Am, but what I'll do, because when you say Pan Am story, one thing that I wrote a lot about in the review, and this is kind of my overall feeling of Cyberpunk, I was pretty underwhelmed, not with like the individual missions within the main quest, but I was underwhelmed with kind of the full story. But by the end, when I experienced it, it was cool. I really liked that there's a lot of different ways that the story can end, and like Thad and I could pick the same ending at this part, but then within the ending, we could have a different ending, and which is really, really great. But one thing that, you know, most gamers figure out, like you need to do the side quest while you're doing the main mission. The game doesn't do a good job of letting you know that the side questing can impact your ending. And so, like, if I hadn't liked Pan Am, I would have missed out on the opportunity to, like, have an ending revolve around Pan Am. And so that was one of my biggest qualms with the game, because the stories that they tell, like, are very, very good stories. I mean, I was not kidding earlier when I said, and I will throw in the romance scene, because as female V, Judy, you can only romance Judy as female V. And I couldn't romance Pan Am, which is really sad. And for those of you who don't know, I always romance women in video games because they're usually more interesting. So that's the reason. So I really wanted to romance Pan Am, and then you can't because she's for male V only. So I was like, okay, I'll romance Judy. And I'm not kidding. Like, her romance scene and like the story leading up to it are just so good. I mean, they're truly, it's like, you know, it's one of the best pieces of storytelling I've ever seen. And, you know, this coming from somebody like, I'm a Liara gal, like it's great. Yeah.
I got a question. Can you romance both Pan Am and Judy?
Can you? No.
Okay. Cause I'm romancing both of them right now. And I don't
know. No, you're not. That's
gonna... You're not
romancing. Judy is female V only.
Well, I have real. Oh, okay, gotcha. I'm trying, and she's kind of like.
Yeah, it all. So here's the problem.
Finally, but she'll never.
Here's the problem that I have. Okay.
So they put it in, but you can only do it one way.
Yes. So in my opinion, now someone who we have in our community, Truth. A lot of us know Truth really well. He's very insightful in video games because he and I were talking about it, especially with Pan Am's ending. I don't want to spoil too much because I know all of you guys. It's been out for a month, but I know a lot of you guys haven't finished it. But you can, Pan Am specifically has an ending, like, that you can choose. It's not really a spoiler. But like, because the ending,
it's a banging ending.
Never
mind. It's a begging. What?
I know what you're saying.
Banging. Oh, there's a banging. I think all you can do, the thing that really gets me riled up is like, because if both female V and male V and everything in between can have an ending with Pan Am. And it just feels weird to me that CD Projekt Red would limit the ability for just let everybody romance her at that point. She's the only one that you can really have an ending with. Now, yeah. I not a romance ending, but like a game ending. And mm-hmm. so like I'm okay with like, I get it. In real life, there's people who are into only men and only women and this and that, blah, blah, blah. But the way that they do it in this game is like you either have a female who's into women, a female who's into men, a man who's into men, and a man who's into female, like women. So like what, it's kind of like the way they did romancing is really weird. And I think for 2021, when you're giving us a game like this, we've all played games with romances. Like it's not this voodoo topic. Like we like the romances, right? Like that's why we play video games. Dragon so it's Age kind of weird. Right. Like,
yeah,
you can do pretty much anything you want. And so this
Mass Effect 2, you know,
Pretty much with Mass Effect 2, Mass Effect set the standard. So like when it came, the reason why I'm going on this rampage is because the main thing that I wrote about was how good the storytelling was, except CD Projekt Red limited themselves with their ability to storytell and really letting people immerse themselves because of these blocks they put on the romancing when romancing is such a big part of an RPG. But regardless, like even if you can't romance Pan Am, like as female V, you still get to have like a really nice friendship with her, and she's still, you know, a badass. You just can't get a little weird in whatever vehicle you may or may not get weird in with Pan Am. So. but you know, like, but overall, for those of you who have not played Cyberpunk, and things if you're looking boom. To play it, things go boom. The storytelling is phenomenal. There's like, this is some of the best character driven content I've ever experienced in a game.
How close am I to Pan Am? Because I got to the fire scene where you can put your arm around her.
Okay.
I have a little more magic to go.
I think you're very close. Have you done the scene where you're like in the building during a sandstorm?
Is that before the fire? I'm past that. Okay. Yeah.
You're very close.
Okay.
Yeah. Right on. But yeah. So
I will say that.
Go ahead.
Of all the acting, I liked Keanu Reeves' acting, but his was not the worst, but it wasn't the best.
It wasn't the best
compared to everyone else. Everyone else's acting was really good.
Great, and the way I heard it was like, he is the worst just because everyone else is so good. Sure. He's very good.
I should have worded it exactly.
He is very good, but he just is outperformed by everyone.
Bad. He's outperformed,
It is his character, I think.
Yeah, that's true. He is Keanu in every single thing he ever does.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting, too, because, you know, the more I talk about storytelling, and sorry, apologies for, like, ranting about romances. It has to do with the storytelling aspect of this, but, like, the Keanu stuff to me drove me crazy until I realized that it was so layered. Like there's actually consequences to how you talk to Johnny. And I didn't realize that because I played it so quickly. I strongly recommend to anyone who plays it, don't play it as quickly as I did. I literally drilled through it because I was trying to get the review out. When they do a new game plus, I'm going to replay it really
slow.
You're never
going to do another review for us.
I will. Don't worry. but like even the somebody said rad in chat. Hi. The Johnny stuff is like even a character like that who feels a little bit like one dimensional. It's super, super, super layered. And this is kind of a spoiler, but if you don't know, and those you guys haven't finished it yet, so I'll make sure that you do know. Based on what you do, not with Johnny, but with Johnny. You can open a secret ending. I've watched it. I don't think I would have had the option. I didn't do it right, but
I think I'm gonna have to do that my second playthrough.
Yeah, you can have a secret ending that's very Johnny centric. So you know, there are a lot of layers to this game and things that they did really good. I'm sure we'll talk about this as I say it, that are hidden and just not allowed to be seen because of the issues it had at launch. And so, you know, and that's kind of a shame. And as I'm playing Andromeda, I'm literally like, in 3 years from now, is this what Cyberpunk is going to be like? Because Andromeda is great, minus, like I said before, like the dead eyes that they have. But like Andromeda is great. So I don't know. There's so much to do in Cyberpunk that, and nobody's taking it seriously because of how crappy it launched.
Yeah.
I agree with that 100%. I mean, as I've gone through and, you know, trying to complete side missions along the main mission, I am discovering how deep and immersive this game actually is. How much involved I'm getting the characters and how much I'm falling in love with them and their writing and all that stuff. And I'm like, it's not as bad as it came as people were saying it was.
Oh.
The launch was rocky as all get out. There's no question about that. I was played on the Xbox One X, and it was doing pretty good after that second update. Mm-hmm. I'm on the Series X now. I had one dash the whole time. And I still have some of those CD Projekt Red quirky blooper glitches that are just freaking hilarious. And I honestly I look forward to that because it's content. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, when you see your car spawn and all of a sudden to the left and there's like a car pile up, like, what is happening? I love it.
Yeah.
I had one mission, like one of those where you rescue someone and then someone comes to pick them up in the car. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I sat there on the sidewalk watching for a good 5 minutes of the getaway car and this other pedestrian in a car just running into each other constantly. Like one would try to back up to get out and then the other one would bump in, like run into them.
Yeah.
And then they'd pull away and just for like 5 minutes, they were like inching. It was like the old lady, like trying to parallel park. It's like barely inching.
And the NPCs time. Inside are talking trash back and forth as if they're not in cars. They are.
Yeah.
You better watch out.
The rescued person in the back seat's all like mangled up because they got beaten up in the fight. And I'm like, okay. I was sitting there just busting out laughing.
One of my favorite bugs is when you're doing the fist fighting and like they don't cheer for you. Like the people around don't cheer for you, but instead like you're fighting this other person there. And then the audience members are like, don't hurt me. Like they go into the, like if you're on the street killing people dialogue,
scared pedestrian stance.
Yeah. So, I'm like, wait a minute. I'm not here to kill anybody.
I want to ask you something. Now that we've all had a lot of time in the game, do you think it would have been better or it would have been good to have an option to have a third person view?
I still want a third-person camera for just exploring around.
PC, by the way. It's not good. The mod is not good.
it didn't look good.
No. I'm always going to be partial to third-person. Just, again, I get very into like making my own character and you know, immersing myself into that. But some of the things that they did with first-person were wild. Like, not to bring it back to the romance scenes, but like I have never experienced a romance scene in a video game in first person before, and I was like sitting at my desk like, what is happening? Like, I can't deal with this. like what? Like, what's happening?
Imagine being on a curb screen.
Are you doing this with your screen? Yeah. No one walk in here right now. This hold on.
I kept like looking at the door like my husband's gonna walk in here and I'm gonna have to explain myself. But aside from that, just like some of the, like the, so I don't want to spoil too much, but there's a scene with one of the characters where he goes scuba diving and like that in first person is just like really cool. And, and with the HUD, just the way that the HUD works in first person, like
I'm literally about to do that scene.
Be sure you photo mode.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Photo mode is great.
I'm just about to do that. Like that's where I left off last.
So I think that I don't think there needs to be a third person. I think that they may eventually patch in the option to just like press your button, like in Battlefront, you can like press a button and then you become third person or go to first person, or Skyrim or whatever.
Yeah.
So GTA did it the other way. GTA 5, when it launched, was all third person. And then when they did the Xbox One PS4 version, they actually added the first
person. Interesting. Yeah. Really? I could certainly see them patching it. But I think that they did a really good job in first person. Like, I didn't ever really feel like I wish I could see my character right now. I always felt like, okay, I can deal with first person.
I think at least they let us drive in third person.
Yeah. I think
at
least they let us drive in third person. If they had made us drive in first person, that would have been.
I would have never driven. I would have walked everywhere.
Oh, the only bug that I hated that I've had that's hurt me is I've had a few bugs where I couldn't go third person while driving.
I've had that too.
Yeah.
And I've had to I'm restarting the game. No. Because it's normally like right as a quest ends or something and you're in a car.
Yeah. Yep. It's like, I've noticed a lot that if you go too fast, like if you run faster than an NPC you're trying to escort somewhere, or if you like finish a mission before like dialogue ends, the game is like, does not compute.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Yeah. It happens a lot.
I've done that a lot.
So just save a lot and you're fine.
Yeah.
And it auto saves pretty frequently.
Yeah.
It's better than I expected.
See, I know you guys are loving the game, but I kind of feel kind of middle of the road.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm not surprised.
Except to that.
You were feeling middle of the road before you played it.
Yeah, but I think what it is like it's kind of like the same issue I have with
Odyssey
and you know, all the other Assassin's Creed games that kind of came out a little bit after Origin, is like there's almost just too much. There's almost too much where I feel so overwhelmed that I'm just like, man, I'm never going to be able to finish this. Like Skyrim. Like it took me till, what was it, three years ago?
Time.
3 years ago to finally finish Skyrim.
You're still finishing Skyrim.
You know?
Skyrim's never finished.
It's like, there's so much there.
That's the secret. It's never finished.
Yeah.
It's never over.
And so like, and I hear things oh, you really need to do the side quests to get a really good story ending. Well, I don't want to end the story and it be sucky because I don't know which side quests that I need to complete and which ones I don't need to complete. And it's like,
here's the thing. If you want to know what story, I can tell you which ones to do without spoiling anything. And then it'll make it a lot easier. Because I literally was like, I know I'm getting close to the ending. You'll know very quickly when you're at the point of no return. I got to the point of no return and I was like, I want to make sure that if I'm going to write a review for this, that I at least have the option for every option minus the secret ending.
Yeah.
And so
the game will literally tell you, hey,
you are at the point of no return. Yeah. And it's literally the beginning of Act 3. It's not really like you don't even have to do much. And so.
I think the thing that I love the most about it, though, is just the world. The world is really, really cool. It's sci-fi. But for me, it's kind of that.
Horizon.
Yeah, it's kind of that Witcher feel where I just feel like there's so much there. The pace slows me down. I mean, I'll eventually finish it because I'm so close to the end. I'm like 3/4 of the way through it because I hit it really hard. But
yeah, it's definitely faster than Witcher, I will say.
It is faster than Witcher, yes.
It's faster than Witcher, and I think it's probably because of the combat, honestly.
Yeah.
You
get some of those top tier guns and abilities comboed, you can just wreck havoc.
That's Skippy. That's all I need.
That's all you
need. Wow.
Find the what are those? The Mantis Blades, and you won't need anything else ever.
I found the legendary ones. Mm.
Double jump is awesome.
You know what I really like? I can't use it on my first character because she's like too. I've done too much with blades with her, so it's not worth it. But the mono wire is really cool. Yeah, I'm going to do mono wire with a second character and just beef that up. What I was going to say to what Mule said was the other thing aside from the characters and the story building in that respect that I said really carries this game despite all the bugs and stuff that it's going through, it's the world itself. I mean,
yeah, the world's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you could just like Fake, who's in our chat, I believe right now, he was saying that he just like went through. He just did everything and it never got old because like there's a day night cycle, there's weather cycles, you know, like things, there's always things to listen to in terms of the NPCs on the street. Mm-hmm. Like it's amazing. So it's worth recommending to people. You just have to.
I feel like how whenever you get into a car on a certain mission, the radio station is perfectly tuned for that scene. And like, that's this perfect song for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also love that. Can change the radio. I mean, I know you can do that in a lot of games, but like it's just adds to it, you know.
Night City at night, and the Badlands at night.
Yeah,
it's legit. So good. So good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing.
And you'll also add, when you get a chance to get the beast, the truck, you're going to love that.
I like the motorcycles the most, man. I feel like
motorcycles.
Just wait to get the beast.
Because I can't control the cars very well. So it's like the motorcycle, I can just go crazy and crash and it'll still be okay. You know?
As you get better cars, the steering gets better.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
okay.
The control gets better. Yeah.
Okay.
The Coyote's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, but one thing before we move on, like, I do want to get everyone's opinion. What is your main augment, like your arm augment that you guys like the most?
Mantis Blades.
I don't have one yet.
Oh,
I think the Mantis Blades, but because I played it so much and I beefed them up, but I think that once I start to really beef up, I have to figure out what Mono Wire falls under in terms of skills. I don't know if it's blunt or whatever, but I think I'm going to like
the blunt is the fist, the gorilla fist.
I have to figure out what Mono Wire falls under.
And then it says when you read there,
it's kind of like a gray Jedi. Mm-hmm. I'm fired. I have to look up what Mono Wire's under because when you take one of those things and you just slice someone's head off, like it's so weird, so stupid. It's great. It's phenomenal. So
I figured Mule will be all about that rocket launcher arm because there is you can really at some point take one hit kills on someone. I mean, it is insane.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you Mantis Blade, out, so. But there was a
the trink dart
kind of thing. Yeah. If you use the trink dart version of the rockets, like the mod for that, it would have one hit kill anything as long as it actually hit them directly.
Right.
Yep. Nate needs that for the gym.
Yeah, but I'm definitely Mantis Blades all the way. Mantis Blades and double jump, like Thaddeus was saying earlier.
Freaking jump!
As soon as I got double jump, I'm just like flying around, jumping down the streets. It's hilarious if you land on a civilian, they like freak out and it's like, no, don't kill me.
I didn't get double jump. It's again, I ran through it too quickly.
You can switch it up though.
Oh yeah, sure. I know. Yeah. So,
it's so good for like traversing when you're trying to be also like being sneaky. Super good because there's areas like you can't get to if not. I don't know why anyone would use the super jump.
I think that if I can, as the reviewer, do a TLDR, great character building, decent main story, phenomenal world building, and as bugs continue to get patched, it'll be a very solid game. I gave it a 7.5 in my review.
Now, did you manage to get Johnny's pistol before you finished?
Yeah. Don't you get it as part of the story?
Everyone does. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could skip it on accident.
No, I got it. Okay. I didn't get his car. I don't want to spoil that for anybody. I didn't get his car. I didn't know I could do that.
Yep.
I didn't get his car, but yeah.
Right on. Well, moving into the last segment here of the podcast, games we're looking forward to in 2021. It's a new year, I mean, you still basically get your 7-day refund if you want to refund it. And
I know that's the best meme I've seen in the past 24 hours.
What's some games, guys, that you're excited for, that you're looking forward to for 2021? I'll go last, so I'll let you guys chit-chat first.
Initially, my first answer out the gate was Outriders, but that recently got pushed back again.
Yeah.
Not again, but got pushed back to April Fool's Day, which is interesting.
Yeah.
I was so hyped for it, but it's probably a needed delay, which kind of makes me a little concerned, but they're going to give us a straight-up free demo, which is going to be interesting to see how that turns out.
Yeah.
But what also was announced recently is, or a gameplay video has been shown recently, in Medium. Fans of Silent Hill, fans of horror games like that are going probably going to love the heck out of this game. And that is right down my alley. Of course, Halo Infinite. And as we've seen, like Mule says, Crimson Desert has really grown on me. I'm really curious to see how good that is and how that plays out. That's pretty much the four that I have on myself.
Yeah, I got a good little list that I was thinking about before the cast. Like that he said, Outriders, really excited for that. Halo Infinite. Also some different ones that I didn't even know till very recently were coming out. Near Replicant, which I'm guessing is a sequel to Near Automata, which our friend Lupo here that's not here, I told him that he needs to play that this year. At least get a few of the endings, being that there's 26 endings.
Holy smokes.
One for every letter of the alphabet.
Wow.
Jeez. I mean, some of them are literally like, if you die in the first mission, that's an ending. And I unfortunately did get that the first time I played. I was like, wait, what? And you have to completely replay the whole first mission.
I paid $60 for this.
Flips table.
I knew, luckily, going into it that there were things like that. But anyway, I'm really actually looking forward to Back 4 Blood, which is the same company that did the Left 4 Deads, I think. But very similar vein game. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Elder Ring, kind of a Lord of the Ring kind of style game that's looking forward to. And then PSO New Genesis. And the new ESO update, which is going to be like bringing in the Oblivion stuff.
Nice. Right. Yeah.
Which is really cool, which that I'm really excited about. I never played Oblivion. I've watched a ton of it, though.
Wait, what?
Same here.
I've actually never played Oblivion.
I've played and beat a game. You guys haven't.
Yes. Skyrim was my first introduction to all that.
Oblivion is like seven tiers below Witcher. Oh, wait, like the fact that all of us have played Witcher.
Back that up. I beat Ghost too. Rad hasn't beat
there you go. Very good. Very good.
Sorry, Crow.
But yeah, really excited about that. I mean, I know there's other ones that I'm interested in, but like, it's hard to figure out what all. There's so much. I mean, it's January.
Yep.
We got a whole year. So looking forward to it. And who knows like what things are going to come out that we just haven't even seen yet.
Right.
What things are delayed.
The last one that I'm really excited, I'm interested to see, Blue Protocol, which is a Genshin Impact style game, at least cosmetically, but it's an MMO. So it's like a true MMO. Like I know Genshin has its multiplayer, and I know a lot of people got pushed away from it because it's locked behind later stuff and it's kind of hard, but looking forward to that, trying that out. That right comes on. Out
nice.
Yeah.
I my list is not super long because I think there's going to be some drops this year that are going to be surprising, but I think a lot of the things I'm really excited for are not this year. But I'm a big Far Cry fan. I love Far Cry games. I know that our buddy Dark stole that title from under me and is going to do the review. But I love Far Cry. I'll be getting Far Cry 6. I usually don't even wait for reviews for that. I kind of just go for it. So I'll probably get that. I think that Horizon Forbidden West is going to come out this year. I think it's going to be a late release. I think it's supposed to. So that's a big one for me. I've said it many times. Horizon Zero Dawn is my second favorite game. I can't really replace Mass Effect 2. But Horizon Zero Dawn's a phenomenal game, so I'm looking forward to that. And speaking of Mass Effect, I don't know if this counts because it's technically already in existence, but I'm very excited for the Mass Effect remaster is going to be something that takes up my time. I think if I remember correctly, Far Cry got moved. They got pushed back. So my spring is suddenly open for the remaster, which I think will be coming out maybe in February or March. And so I will be doing that. And so Mass Effect, Far Cry, Horizon Forbidden West.
Awesome.
Sweet, sweet, sweet choices.
Nate?
All right. I'm going to go Horizon Forbidden West again, especially since it's on PS4, so I won't have to upgrade to a PS5.
I don't have to buy a PS5.
Now, that one I might wait to see how well it runs on the PS4.
Yeah, same here.
So
the only thing that I would say about that is that it's not a cyberpunk situation. I think it's always been intended to run on PS4, so I think it'll be fine.
I don't know.
Being they've already got it
with the underwater stuff and I think some flying stuff.
I think it'll look better. I think it'll look better on PS5, but I think it'll be like what's the word I'm looking for?
It'll run.
I mean, looks better on PC.
It'll be optimized for PS4. I legitimately think that they're making it. They had made it with the intention of it coming out on PS4. No, I don't think it will.
I mean, there are even games on the original Xbox One, like Jedi Fallen Order, that doesn't run that well compared with future ones.
That's so
something like that, or a Destiny 2.
But has Sony, this is a whole other conversation, but has Sony ever had an issue like that? Sony's kind of always been really good about optimizing their games.
No, maybe. Destiny 1.
But that wasn't
PS3.
It's not a Sony game.
Yeah. It's not exclusive. No.
So I don't know what Spider-Man does. I mean, it's fine on my base PS4, but
Spider-Man's great on my anyway, that's a whole other conversation. Yeah. Horizon Forbidden West. Good job, Nate. Continue. I mean,
it might force me to upgrade to a PS5, especially if it's the later half of the year deals and all that.
I would probably do it.
I'm interested in the medium. More, I don't really do the horror games, but the whole dual world thing where you're moving around in the two different worlds at the same time and interacting
is
really interesting. It's probably what I'll start never
at finish. The same time.
It's definitely what I'll start.
Sounds cream.
Microsoft Flight Simulator on the Series X. I think that's going to be really cool. I don't do flight sims that often, but just being able to fly around all the different areas, I know. You know, Pseudonym did a great review on that for the PC, but that'll be very fun. And then the Mass Effect remastering, we'll see. Just because I don't know if it's quite as needed, but the Prince of Persia Sands of Time remaster.
I forgot about that one.
That one I'll have to get. That's one of the few
games. I did love that game.
Cool. I remember watching a good friend of mine play that. I didn't play it, but that looked great.
It's a great game.
That was before my time.
Yes, that was original Xbox. And I think that's one of the few games I've sat through and done a playthrough in a full day. Just all day.
The game for sure.
Yeah, I remember those days. Back when you only had the game for a little bit at the Blockbuster or whatever. Like, I have a weekend to beat this game. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that one had a secret where you could go and unlock the original 2D side-scrolling Prince of Persia from within the game.
Oh, that's cool. They did something like that in the original Doom. You could go into this room and then it would turn into the 90s Doom. It was cool.
Yep.
Right on.
All right, Mule.
All right.
Bring us home, baby.
Outriders, of course, but I'm not super optimistic with that game just because of how the Alpha Insider thing was on Xbox. I couldn't even get past the...
Or wasn't.
Yeah, I mean... I think it probably needs. It's probably going to need a whole nother year, in my opinion. I don't think it should come out this year if you can't even get into the game. Hopefully, maybe they fixed it. I don't know. I just don't want them to suffer a cyberpunk, get crapped on just because, issues. Because it does look like a really awesome game. Of course, Halo. I'm a big Halo guy. It's in the gamer tag, Mulehorn117. So, love Halo. I really do think they're probably going to have some kind of BR mode or something like that, which is going to be pretty cool if they do. Crimson Desert is probably a game that I could really get into because I love the setting. The setting is really cool because it reminds me of a Skyrim and things like that. It is going to be
and combat looks legit. Yeah,
combat looks amazing because it's going to be an RPG MMO kind of together. And that
less button smashing, more just fluid combat like Tsushima.
Well, yeah, and
so
I think
play it for a month.
Well, here's the thing, man, Nate, is that I'm finding as I get older, I'm actually becoming more social in my gaming. I actually, instead of doing what some people think where if you get older you do more single player, I'm actually having more fun doing social gaming than single player gaming. It's weird.
Play the Do It to the Monk and move to the next social game.
Yeah, exactly.
I had to check, but yes, Crimson Desert is also it's the same company that made actually Black Desert.
Black Desert,
This looks, I'm excited for it. There's just so many things. I don't know if I need another one of these.
Yeah. I don't know if there's really any others right now that I can really think of other than Advent Rising 2. Just joking. Really wish they'd come out with that.
A boy can dream.
A boy can dream. But, I mean, I don't feel like we know enough yet. Like, it's like you were saying, Crow, it's so early, you know?
I was going to say, is there, I know we're running out of time, but are there any games that you're like, I think they're going to announce a release date for this year, even if it's not for this year? Like, are there any titles where you're like, I want to know a release date? I think they're going to give us more info this year. I have one that I'm interested in. I'm just curious if you guys do. I want them to tell us when Starfield is coming out.
Elder Scrolls 6.
Yep.
Elder Scrolls 6. Yeah. Okay.
GTA 6.
Sure. I think we're going to hear something about Fable.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Sure.
I think we can get a release date this year.
Yeah. No Fable, please.
Oh, and I forgot to mention, of course, Mass Effect. I mean, I'll play the crap out of that. Play the crap out of that.
I'm just excited to have it on PC and it have controller support.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, for me, Mass Effect is like Star Wars. Like, if you come out with a new Blu-ray box set, I'm buying it. Yeah. You know?
I bought it 3 times. I don't care.
Yeah. Like, I had like 3 different Star Wars on VHS. I had a whole DVD collection. I got a Blu-ray collection. Now I own them all on digital. So, it's, you know.
One disc to just get signed by people. Like, I got all kinds of things going on here.
Perfect. Perfect. Right on, guys. Any closing thoughts for the first episode of 2021?
I wrote about it on Twitter. I'm not going to say, but it doesn't matter, actually, because now my name is not unique at all. My maiden name is very unique, but I finally was able to take my husband's name. We've been married for almost a year, and I'm officially a Gilmore girl.
Yeah.
I'm officially a Gilmore girl. For those of you who don't know, Gilmore Girls.
He married him. I mean, that's what? It.
Yeah. No, Gilmore Girls is like, it's as important to me as Mass Effect in terms of that. And when I met my husband 10 years ago and I said, what's your last name? And he said, Gilmore. I was like, well,
this is
you
it.
Might We're suck, but here. I'm going to marry you anyway. Social Security has deemed me worthy of changing my name today. It took forever because of the pandemic, but it's official. It feels good. And now I have to go to the DMV tomorrow.
Change all those accounts now.
Yeah.
Fun.
It's exciting.
Oh, Minka says a Mandalorian game.
That'd be fun. Yeah.
I think they will.
We might get more Star Wars games announced this year.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'll close up by saying that we are working on another podcast in the MHG network. Nate John's here with me. We're the 2 confirmed hosts right now. We're working on 2 other hosts that may actually come on that would be amazing if they do.
Grey Jedi Academy.
No, it's called the Bindu Podcast. You can follow us on Twitter. Yeah. You can follow us on Twitter. The Great Dirty Bombs is working on the album art for us right now. But you'll be able to find it on our website, all that stuff. We're not really sure on the launch time, but sometime hopefully early 2021. So, yep.
Can we get a beta or insider program?
Yeah, exactly. You know, yeah. And we'll be streaming
the
it live.
The beta is listening to this.
Yeah, we'll be streaming it live here as well. So you'll be able to see it here on the MSG channel.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, if you like the podcast, make sure you visit MuleHornGaming.com about page to find more great content creators like those here with us now. And if you're looking for some Mule swag, we've got the store right on the homepage as well. And if you would, guys, like us on Facebook, leave us a review on iTunes. You can follow us all on Twitter. Remember, guys, when in doubt, blow it up!
Explosion!
Explosion.
Bang. Pow.
Pew, pew. Boom.